Some of the busiest streets in Buenos Aires, Argentina, were recently closed to traffic, but for a party. The city hosts the biggest book fair in the Spanish-speaking world every April, and when summer comes to the southern hemisphere, as it does in December, Buenos Aires blocks off some of its biggest thoroughfares for a special evening devoted to the city's many book lovers. Brian Burns has this story from a big bash in honor of books.
At almost any hour, on any given day, this is what it sounds like on Corrientes Avenue, the bustling thoroughfare known as the Broadway of Buenos Aires. But once a year, in mid-December, all that changes, for six glorious hours at least, when seven blocks of the avenue are closed to traffic, and adults and kids alike are encouraged to sit, stroll, and most importantly, read. This is the Noche de Librerías, bookstore night, a chance for Buenos Aires' many bibliophiles to peruse the millions of titles in stock at the dozens of bookstores that sit under the neon glow on raucous Corrientes Avenue.
Dentro de esta mujer pequeña, oscura.
Normally, sofas are set up on the asphalt and open-air readings take place. Rain put a damper on that this year, but that didn't stop actress Polly Balestrini from reciting poetry under an awning.
Often, people don't speak simply because they don't have the vocabulary. But if we read poems to people, their lives become enriched by it.
Buenos Aires is the undisputed literary capital of South America, home to legends like Jorge Luis Borges and Julio Cortázar. The city has 350 bookstores. That's one for every 6,000 residents. In October, Argentina will be the country of honor at the Frankfurt Book Fair, the world's largest. City Culture Minister Hernán Lombardi stresses the importance literature has had here since military rule ended.
From 1983, that is the beginning of the new age of democracy in Argentina, we are looking in order to have more culture, more education to the people for enhanced democracy.
There was a political element to Saturday's gathering. The newly appointed Buenos Aires Education Minister, Abel Posse, recently made comments that many interpreted as a defense of the past dictatorship. Workers from several bookstores were handing out pamphlets calling for Posse's removal. Mateo Goyman is manager of the Gandhi bookstore on Corrientes. He says that Posse's comments go against culture, education, and democracy. Upstairs at the Gandhi, Octavio Cules was giving a talk called The Future of Books Is Now. The 33-year-old runs an e-book company in Buenos Aires.
My colleagues in the publishing industry here think this is just another crisis. But it's not another crisis. This is probably the last crisis. Because books, traditional books, will have to share their place with new digital content.
20-year-old Ariadna Duarte Mel isn't convinced. She devours paperbacks by British author Terry Pratchett.
Do you know what a Kindle is, an Amazon Kindle?
What? I couldn't understand you.
An Amazon Kindle.
No, I don't know.
It's the new machine that you can read a book on. It's like a little computer in your hands.
No, I never see someone. Don't think I will like it because I love to read in sheets and the light of the computers hurts your eyes, so I'm not sure it is a very good idea.
For now, it seems that books, thick or thin, on musty pulp or glossy sheets, highbrow literature or lowbrow comics, are all appreciated on the streets of the Argentine capital. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.